Good morning. In our story of Joseph in Egypt, we've heard a lot about dreams. And I hope that if our projector's going to work, is the technology going to work for me? Yes. How many of you have seen the film, The BFG? How many of you have read the book? I read the book. I haven't seen the film yet. I'm looking forward to it. But in the story, the big friendly giant goes and he has something that he collects in jars. What is it that he collects in jars? Dreams, that's right. So I found a picture of the big friendly giant with all his dreams in jars. Now I find it really difficult to remember my dreams. I don't know about you. Sometimes I wake up and I think, I'm sure I had a really great dream last night, but I can't remember what it was. There are some dreams that I find it very easy to remember, and those are usually the really bad ones. Now, my particular nightmare is about my teeth falling out. Apparently, it's quite a common dream, but in my dream, one tooth gets a bit wobbly and falls out, and gradually all the rest crumble like dominoes. And I am always so pleased when I wake up from that dream and discover that I still have my full set of gnashers. Now, there are some other dreams that I used to have when I was little that I really hated waking up from. And it was that dream when I dreamt that if I ran really fast and then I took a huge leap, I could fly. Has anybody else had that dream? It's a wonderful dream. You can fly wherever you like. And I woke up from that and I would be really, really sad to realize that it wasn't actually true. Now, I wonder how many people can remember the dreams that Joseph had at the very beginning of our story. He had two dreams. Can anyone remember what the first one was? There's somebody over there. Can you remember what the first one was? It was about wheat. Well done. Joseph dreamt that he and his brothers were gathering up wheat and that when they put them into bundles, his sheaf of wheat stood in the middle of the field and all the others bowed down to him. And his brothers were not happy. Then he had another dream. Does anyone remember what the second dream was? We had wheat. Well, it was very similar, but this time it was about the sun and the moon and the stars. And Joseph dreamt that they were all bowing down to him. And Joseph's brothers got so annoyed that they wanted to kill him, which is a bit of a severe reaction about a dream you don't like. What we haven't found out yet is whether Joseph's dreams came true, because he thought they meant that his brothers would end up bowing down to him, and we're going to have to wait and see. Now, some other people had some dreams. Last week, we had the baker and the butler. Now, the butler was the cupbearer for Pharaoh, and he dreamt that he was squeezing grapes into a cup for Pharaoh. Now, you wouldn't think that was remarkable, except that at the time, he was in prison, and he wasn't sure what was going to happen to him. When he had this dream, Joseph told him it meant that he was going to come back and that Pharaoh would take him on again. He'd have him back as his butler and everything would be good and happy. And there was somebody else in prison with them as well, and that was the baker. And the baker dreamt that lots of birds came and ate the bread that he was carrying on top of his head. And Joseph told him that that dream meant that he was going to have his head chopped off, which wasn't very nice. Pharaoh wasn't going to be pleased with him, and we heard last week, I think, that that came true too. So today, as we continue our story, Joseph is still in prison for something he didn't do. And meantime, Pharaoh, I think we might have got a Pharaoh somewhere. Do we have a Pharaoh in the house? Oh, here comes Pharaoh. Pharaoh, welcome. Pharaoh, you're looking a bit happy given that you just had a bad dream.
Yes.
What was your dream about, Pharaoh? Can you tell us?
In my dream, I was standing on the bank of the Nile when out of the river there came up seven cows, fat and sleek, and they grazed among the reeds. After them, seven other cows came up, scrawny and very ugly and lean. I had never seen such ugly cows in all the lands of Egypt. The lean, ugly cows ate up the seven fat cows that came up first. But even after they ate them, no one could tell that they had done so. They looked just as ugly as before. Then I woke up. In my dream, I saw seven heads of grain, full and good, growing on a single stalk. After them, seven other heads sprouted, withered and thin and scorched by the east wind. The thin heads of grain swallowed up the seven good heads. I told this to the magicians, but none of them could explain it to me.
Thank you, Pharaoh. So, Pharaoh's had these two dreams about cows and about grain. And he's asked his magicians and all his wise men what it is. But there's somebody who remembers that Joseph could tell the meaning of dreams. It wasn't the baker, because he is no more, but it was, in fact, the butler or the cupbearer. And he goes to Pharaoh and he says, Pharaoh, I know who can tell you your dreams. Get Joseph out of prison. He'll be able to tell you. So that's what Pharaoh does. And Joseph comes out of prison and he says to Pharaoh, I can tell you what these dreams mean. Now, Karen has been very hard at work with some friends for me. And if you remember, the first part of the dream was about cows. Would you like to come and stand in the middle so that we can see the cows? Thank you. And we had seven very thin, scrawny cows and seven big, fat cows. And the scrawny cows did something. What did they do? Do you remember? They ate up. They ate the fat cows, didn't they? So, shall we have our thin cows going in front of our fat cows? Shift, 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 shift. Hide the fat cow behind the thin cow. Because there we are. We're left with seven thin cows. And then, so we've got a nice black seven and a nice fat seven. Joseph says the seven thin cows are 7 years of famine. The seven fat cows are 7 years of really good provision in the land. And the fat ones are coming before the thin ones. Right, then we had something else. We had some wheat. We had big, seven big things of big fat wheat. We've got a lovely big bag here, stuffed full of grain. And seven very thin bits of grain. Oh, okay. Seven very thin bits of grain. And what happened was the seven thin ones ate up the fat ones. Now, Joseph said, Pharaoh, you've got to understand that you have got 7 years coming where everything is going to be good, and 7 years coming where everything is going to be very, very bad and difficult. But God's telling you this now, Pharaoh, because he wants you to prepare and he's helping you to get ready. Now, Pharaoh was very, very impressed with Joseph and his ability to tell the meaning of dreams. But Joseph said, it's not me that can do this. It's God who's given you the dreams and who's told me what they mean so that I can help you. Thank you very much, my thin cows and fat cows and sevens and grain. Thank you very much, Pharaoh, as well. I'll let you go. So God hasn't forgotten Joseph. All those years that he was in prison, wondering if anyone would ever remember him, have been for this moment. Because God has a plan and he needs Joseph to help him. It's 7 years away, this drought that's going to come, but they need time to get ready. Now, I've been watching the Olympics and I've actually been doing my exercises in front of the television for the Olympics, which my family have thought is hysterically funny, because there am I trying to balance on one knee and one hand and not fall over in front of this screen when there are people flipping up in the air several times over and twisting at the same time. They've prepared for years for their moment. I would have to prepare a lot longer than 7 years for mine. And I fear the boat has passed. But sometimes we can't prepare, or we think we can't prepare, for things that come up in life that are unexpected. And I think that our story today reminds us that it's okay when unexpected things happen, because God is never surprised. He always knows what's coming. And he helps us to be prepared. If when the times are good, we make sure that we listen to him and we stay close to him, then when times are difficult, somehow it's easier to cope. And if we feel we can't cope, then we know that God is always with us. And also that he gives us friends, just as he gave Pharaoh Joseph as a friend at that time. And next week we're going to hear what Joseph and Pharaoh did together. But he gives us friends who can help us and support us through difficult times. I don't know if you noticed as you came in, there were some bottles of water on the left-hand side as you came in, on the right-hand side as I'm looking at them. And there were some clean bottles of water with lovely positive words on them, like health and goodness and quench and happiness. And there were some bottles that had little bits of grotty old water in that said things like famine, perhaps, or difficulties. God calls us to help other people. And we've also got today in church Sophia, who's brought along a bucket from Compassion. Compassion is a charity that helps children and families around the world in very difficult places. And this amazing bucket they've got, actually it's the thing that goes in the bucket that's amazing, it's a special filter so that if you pour dirty water in, wherever you are, if you can only get dirty water to drink, you can pour it into the bucket and it goes through the filter and out the end comes water that you can drink. I'm pointing to this screen, which is pointless for you. Water that you can drink, that makes more sense. And Sophia's actually got that bucket here today. If you'd like to see how it works, then ask her afterwards about it and about compassion. So God calls us, I believe, to help people, not just in our families and our friendship circles, but around the world too. And compassion is a great example of how we might do that. There are lots of other ways. But today we're going to ask God to use us, use me. Because as God used Joseph, who never forgot that it was God who helped him, then he can use us when we remember to listen to what he's telling us. It doesn't matter whether we're young or old, how big or small we are, God can get us to help him. So that might be in something practical this week. I'd like you to think as you go through this week, if there's somebody who could do with your help, somebody that God puts in your way, that you could just reach out to. It might just be reaching something off a tall shelf for somebody in the supermarket. It might be cleaning somebody's car. It might be just listening to someone who's got something they want to talk about. So it might be practical, but also we can help other people by praying, and that's what we're going to do now. We're going to pray for our world, and we're going to use the idea of water as a theme as we do that, and we're going to do it in a slightly different way today. I've got five pictures which will come up, which are just little prompts of things that we might want to talk to God about. And I know that for some people, talking to God is really difficult. For some people, it's just so easy, it's wonderful. But if it's difficult or you've not done it for a while, then we're going to do it by asking God to listen to our thoughts and our conversations. And I'd like you to talk to the person next to you, if you'd like to, about the things that you'd like God to do. And we're going to ask him to listen to those things so that he hears what's on our hearts. And we'll take those as our prayers. If you'd rather just pray on your own, if you'd rather sit and pray with somebody in a way that you're used to, that's fine. But otherwise, I'd like you just to have a conversation with the person next to you about these things. So I'm going to say a prayer first, then I'm going to start showing you these pictures. Father, thank you that you can use us to help other people, just as Joseph listened to you and could help Pharaoh. Pray that you would listen to our conversations and our thoughts now, and that you would accept them as our prayers to you. In Jesus' name, amen.